early in their morning, obedient to the call of God. Who else do we have that just joined us on the call this morning?
Good morning. This is Bobby in Chicago.
Good morning, Miss Bobby from Chicago. Welcome to the Master's Call. Anyone else that would like to give a shout-out of their name before we get the call started?
Good morning. This is Barbara from North Carolina.
Good morning, Miss Barbara from North Carolina. Anyone else?
Good morning, Christine Brooklyn, New York. God bless.
Good morning from New York. God bless you as well. We're going to go on and get the call started. And again, we welcome you to the Master's Call. Dr. Vanessa is hosting the call along with myself, Joycelyn Henderson from the north side of town in Hartford, Wisconsin. And I want to just avail you to some information concerning the Master's Call. First of all, we have an email address that if you will desire to reach us with your prayer requests or your praise reports, the Master's Call at gmail.com. Send us over your email. We would just welcome those. And then also on our website, we just have a complete archive of messages that you can avail yourself to, and we believe that they will encourage, correct, motivate you in your walk before the Lord. And that website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Our scripture reference for this call, which we believe that the Lord has given us, comes from Psalms 88, verse 13. And that scripture reads, "But unto thee have I cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayer come up to you." That is our whole mandate, that we would bring our prayers to the Lord, and we will look up knowing that the Lord has heard our prayers, and he would give us the answers that we so stand in need of. So I pray this morning that you will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced to do the things that God has called each and every one of us to do early this morning. For those of us that are part of Artists International, I want to say to you to avail yourself to the back office. There is so many things that are going on in our company that Artists has given us. So many opportunities to be a success in this business. And I would again would say go and avail yourself to your own back office. It ought to be one of your very best friends. And so this morning we're going to go on and get the call started, and we're going to go out and ask Miss Willa if you would come and open us in prayer so that we can get the call on the road. Thank you so much, Miss Willa, for praying.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. If you would just speak up just a little bit so that we can get a clear recording of the call. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Praise God. Good morning, Master Call family. We come before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we honor you. We bless your name. We lift you up. We thank and praise you for you are the great I am. We thank and praise you that you are the light. You are the way. You are the spirit of truth. We honor you this morning, O Lord. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We thank and praise you, O Lord, for watching over us as we slept last night. We thank and praise you, O God, that you had everything under control. Father, we thank and praise you for your word that tells us to trust you with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So we come to you this morning early, early, Lord, seeking your face. We thank and praise you, Lord, for this Master's Morning Call. We thank and praise you, O God, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, O Lord, and to watch over, O God, them as you keep them in their way, O Lord. Father, be with Dr. PK as she takes the sabbatical, knowing that we are standing in the gap right now. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Henderson, who is playing a great part this morning as she stands in the gap for Dr. PK Roberts. Father, keep them in their way. Order their footsteps, O Lord. Be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto the path. Continue to strengthen them in every good work. Father, we thank and praise you for the founders of this company, for Artists International, for the DAC, De Leon family. Oh, God, you know what they stand in need of, and we just ask that you grant it to them,
a double portion right now this morning. Father, we thank and praise for every listener on this call. Father, you told us to hide the word in our hearts that we will not sin against it. So, Father, we ask that we will keep a watch over our mouth, that you keep a watch over our mouth and a guard over the doors of our lips, so as we receive this word, we will not allow anything to come and snatch it from us. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will come to us this morning, that you bring him boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We clear the airwaves right now in Jesus' name. We bind Satan. We bind any diabolical attack that will try to stand and exalt itself against the knowledge of God and against this word. And we loose, hallelujah, your presence all over, because you told us when two or more gathered in your name, you're right there in the midst, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. And as we feast on this word, Lord, that it will go on good ground, on solid ground, be sowed in to good seed, O Lord, that it will not be snatched away, that we might be a blessing to somebody this morning as we go about our way. Now do it, Lord. We trust you in Jesus' name, and we give you praise and thanksgiving. And Father, and please forgive us of all of our sins and anything that we have done that is against your word. Deliver us, because you told us that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Back to you, Doctor. Amen. God bless you, Ms. Willa, for opening the airways and clearing the airways for the word to be conducive, to be able to be preached and ministered on this call. We thank the Lord for you rising early this morning to pray. At this time, we're going to go right in to bringing the man of God to the floor, and then after Pastor Henderson finished ministering the word this morning, Pastor Vanessa, we're going to turn the call back into your hands, that you can lead us through the end of this call. I want to this morning just say again, it's an absolute honor and a privilege to be on this call with you, Dr. Vanessa. I honor the Lord for you and esteem the God that's in you. And this morning, I am just again very grateful to have the privilege to introduce this morning's minister of the gospel. He is one that I absolutely love and adore, and I truly, truly will say that he's still the one that makes my baby leap, and he is the jiggle in my jello. I thought I'd gone on and give that to, again, since my daughter is on the line as well as Miss Gail Matches. I bless the Lord for the women of God that are on this line this morning and the men. He hails from Brookhaven, Mississippi. He is a senior pastor in the city of Milwaukee, and we just honor the Lord for him being, first of all, my husband, the father of our children, a man of honor and integrity, and one that walks out the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so for those of you that have never heard this man of God, I ask that you would get paper and something to write with and avail yourself to an area that you can sit and you can hear the word and also receive the word. Dr. Henderson, Pastor, if you would come to the line and give us the word of God. God bless you, man of God.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. You're speaking loud and clear. Thank you.
Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK in her absence. I am just very blessed and again, so honored to be with you this morning. And we are continuing. We started on last time talking in a series entitled Partakers of the Divine Nature. And we talked on last time about call to glory and virtue, that God had called us to glory and he had called us to virtue. Let me just read the text again, and I'll just read verse 1 through 4. This is 2 Peter 1, and we'll read verse 1 through 4. And again, I will just kind of call out certain words because I really want this to get in your spirit and my spirit. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't want you to miss that because, again, we said on last time, grace, God's grace can be multiplied. It can be increased upon your life. The grace, what I mean by here is the divine influence upon the heart that is reflected in our life. There is a super that comes on your natural. There is a divine influence that affects your heart and it changes the way you live. It changes the way you do things. And so this grace and this peace, which is a quietness, which means the Jewish people would say nothing missing and nothing broken in my life. And so, and that includes my prosperity. That includes my health and my healing. And this peace can be multiplied through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 3 said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. One more verse. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, again, see that this knowledge, and as we obtain this and understand this, we become partakers of this divine nature. That is God's own godliness, his character, his personality. And then that causes us to escape the corruption. I hope you know that this is a corrupt world. I hope you know that corruption is increasing. And God wants you and I to escape it. He wants us to be light in darkness. Amen. We can't try to look like the world, be like the world, talk like the world. We need to understand there needs to be a clear difference between you and me, the believer, and the person that's lost in the world. They're not trying to find someone like them. The world is full of them. What they're trying to find is someone so different that their life is consistent and blessed and they're at rest in God. The favor of God is upon their life and God is blessing them. Why? Because they're not on the world system, which is at a constant influx, which is constantly changing. So I want to talk to you today about grow in the knowledge of God. Grow in the knowledge of God. Now, 2 Peter 3 and 18 says, but grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Well, what is knowledge here? And as it is used here, the word knowledge is epignosis, and it means a clear and exact knowledge, full discernment, knowledge that influences the manner of life, knowledge that is reflected in the spiritual blessings of the one who has the knowledge. Now, in other words, this knowledge will cause me to be blessed. It will cause a spiritual blessing. Sometimes we're waiting for somebody to bless us. Sometimes we're waiting for somebody to lay hands on us so we can be blessed or get what we believe they have. But this word tells us that when we get this full discernment of knowledge, that it will be reflected in my life. And amen, I will have it consistently in my life. Now, there's another knowledge that we'll talk about later. It's called gnosis, and it's fragmented knowledge. It's seeking to know by investigation or inquiry. I'm still gathering my information. I hadn't quite come to a conclusion. I don't know it, but I'm working with it, and it is changing my life. Only as God impacts the way we think, feel, and live will we develop minds that are filled with his thoughts, hearts that are filled with his love and his wills, and that is characterized by our obedience to his word. You cannot say you know a thing unless you walk in it out. Obedience to a word means I know it, I believe it, and therefore it's reflected in my life. There's a lot of things we know, but we don't do. And so we don't believe that yet. Amen? We have a head knowledge, but it has not filtrated down to our heart yet, because what you know in your heart is what you do. We will say a lot of things, but we can do some things different. We always do what we believe. Praise God. Only as God impacts the way we think and feel. And so God has to impact us with his word, and then it will be characterized by that obedience. Edward Lewis Cole states, knowledge of God's word is a bulwark against deception, temptation, accusation, even persecution. Douglas Rumford states, our knowledge of God must lead to a more intimate relationship with him, or we run the risk of becoming Pharisees. Walter Henderson III states, we need to turn our knowledge about God into knowledge of God. To know God is eternal life. John 17, verse 1 through 3 states, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee. See, if we really don't have intimate knowledge of God, then that life of God is not being worked out in our lives. Knowledge here and is something that we have to gather. It's something that we need to have to see it reflected in our lives. So to know God is eternal life. Jesus said in Matthew 11, 29 through 30, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your souls. You shall find rest for your mind. You shall find rest for your troubling thoughts. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, the yoke in that is, in the Jewish people in that time, it means that when you come up under a particular teacher or master, you took their yoke, their teaching, their doctrine upon you. And Jesus said, if you'll take my yoke upon you, I'm telling you up front, you'll find rest for your souls. Hosea in 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Isaiah 5:13 Amplified said, therefore my people go into captivity to their enemies without knowing it. And because they have no knowledge of God, and their honorable men, their glory are famished, and their common people are parched with thirst. In the scripture, you will see these three words used often. Number one, knowledge. Number two, understanding. And number three, wisdom. Knowledge, first you must gather the information. Understanding. You must perceive the knowledge before you can use it in life. In other words, you must understand the knowledge. You gather it, you go through it, you study it, and then you understand what it says. And then wisdom, through understanding of the knowledge, it allows you to make practical application of it. What is involved in growing in the knowledge of God? To grow in the knowledge of God, the believer must understand four things. To grow in the knowledge of God, the believer must understand four things. Number one, God alone is the author of our knowledge. Number two, the believer must have knowledge of God's word. Number three, growth in the knowledge of God requires patience and a teachable spirit. Number four, the knowledge of God cannot be separated from faithfulness to God. Now, let me just go over those four things very quickly. Number one, God alone is the author of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 12 says this, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, watch this now, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. I want to bless him right now. We have received the Spirit of God that we may know. And so therefore, if there is no fellowship with God, if there is no communion with God, you won't know God to be intimate with him. Come on. Only God can reveal himself. God alone is the only true witness of himself. True knowledge of God is not learned from school or books. They can be useful in stimulating our learning. The knowledge of God cannot be learned apart from a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. In Christ is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2 and 3 says that. In Christ is hid all the treasures of wisdom. Seems like to me you ought to get to know him in a more intimate way. In Christ is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge of God's word, number two. Hebrews 4 and 12 amplified says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, that is the soul, and the immortal spirit, and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. That's what the word of God is doing. It is set to separate what is flesh and what is spiritual. It will take your thoughts and say, yeah, you're doing the right thing, but your motive is wrong and you're doing it. You're doing it for your glory. You're doing it so people will know who you are instead of doing it for the glory of God. The word of God is alive. It's active. It's penetrating, separating, sifting, analyzing every motive, every thought. Praise God forevermore. We hear God's voice through the patient study of Scripture, and we learn how God views himself, ourselves, and others. The Spirit of God uses the Word of God to transform the children of God. Romans 12 and 2 tells us that, praise God, and amplifies it, said, be not conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external and superficial custom, but be ye transformed, changed, by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideas and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. The Bible said the only way you can know the true will of God for your life is that your mind is transformed. In the Greek, it means transfigured. In other words, you have to have this new mind because it's connected to the word and the will of God. And if you won't renew your mind to God's word, then you will not know the full will of God for your life. I want to bless him. Praise God. We learn how he wants us to serve him so as to accomplish his purposes. There is no substitute for thoroughly assimilating God's word through listening, reading, studying, memorizing, and meditating God's word. Number three, growth in the knowledge of God requires patience and a teachable spirit. The Christian life is not for sprinters, but for long-distance runners. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. Hebrews 6 and 12 tells us that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. In other words, have someone in your life that you see that God is blessing, and the word of God, they've lived this way for a long time, and that tells you they've learned some things about the word. They're practicing God's word. You've seen them inherit the promises. Then you can learn some things from them as well. Praise God. Now, Hebrews 10:36, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, after you have done the will of God, after you have obeyed the word of God, you might receive the promises. Finally, number four, the knowledge of God cannot be separated from faithfulness to God. The people who say they want to know God but have no heart to obey God will never enter the sacred courts where God reveals himself. Psalm 25 and 14 said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Proverbs 1 and 7 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hebrew 5 and 14, today's Living Bible, said you will never be able to eat solid spiritual food and understand the deeper things of God's word until you become better Christians and learn right from wrong by practicing doing right. Psalm 51 and 6 says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and the hidden part thou will make me to know wisdom. Notice that. God wants truth in your inward part. When you said something, you get a little check that that was a lie, that it wasn't quite right. Then God said, that's where I make you to know wisdom. If you don't straighten that out, you won't get the wisdom that I have for you. Wisdom is known in the inward parts. He reveals it where truth has to be throughout your whole being. You don't tell a partial lie. You tell the full truth. God doesn't give knowledge to those who don't desire to glorify him. Final word, Jeremiah 9:23-24. Thus said the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said the Lord. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa or Dr. Henderson, one of y'all. Praise God. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful word. I tell you, Dr. Walter, I am so enjoying this series on partakers of the divine nature. And this morning you truly broke down the theme, grow in the knowledge of God. And I hope each one of you got those 4 points. And as he walked us through knowledge of gathering information, growing to understanding, that you have to perceive the knowledge and the wisdom, which allows us to make the practical use of what we've learned. I tell you what a powerful, powerful message, and there's plenty for us to marinate on and chew on all day long. Again, thank you so much, man of God. And at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Candy, if you would come on the line, please, and close us out in a word of prayer and our prayer request. And we'll close it from there. Thank you, Ms. Candy.
Can you hear me?
Just a little
can you
louder,
hear me?
Please.
Okay,
that's
can you hear
good.
Me? Is that
thank
better?
You.
Great. Praise
that's
God.
Good.
What a word, what a word, Dr. Henderson. Just a powerful word on knowledge. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Precious Lord, I come before your throne this morning to worship you, to praise you, and to thank you. Lord, you are a merciful God, and your mercy and loving kindness endures forever. You are great. Signs and evidence of your greatness is all around us. You are awesome. You continually pour your blessings upon us in spite of our human frailty and mistakes. You are our Redeemer. You redeemed us from the curse of the law, so the blessings of Abraham would come on us through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You are extraordinary. You put the extra on everything that is ordinary in our lives. You are mighty. You are our everlasting God. You are our Prince of Peace. Lord, in the midst of a storm, you give us peace. In the midst of hardship, you strengthen us. When we are in the midst of pain and suffering, you soothe and console us. In the midst of fear and helplessness, you give us hope. God, our Father, I come boldly this morning on behalf of the Master's Morning Call families who have asked us to pray for them and their loved ones. So I thank you for the word, for your word, and I speak Deuteronomy 28 to operate in their lives. The Lord, my God, will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all the blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord shall cause your enemies to rise up against you, to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you 7 ways. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend, and you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God. I speak Jeremiah 30:17 to operate in their lives. Yes, I will restore you to health. I will heal your wounds. I, the Lord, affirm it. I speak Psalms 91 to operate in their lives. As for you, the one who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God and reside in the protective shadow of the mighty King. I say this about the Lord, my shelter and my stronghold, my God in whom I trust. He will certainly rescue you from the snare of the enemy and from the destructive plague. He will shelter you with his wings. You need not fear terror of night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that comes in darkness, or the disease that comes at noon. Though 1,000 may fall beside you and 10,000 on your right side, it will not reach you. Lord, in Numbers 23 and 19, you said you are not a man that you should lie or that you would change your mind. And in Romans 3, verses 4, you said, let God be true, and every human being shown up as a liar, just as it is written, so that you will be justified in your words. And I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing that powerful word today. We appreciate you covering the prayer request with the anointed word, because we know it's the word that destroys every yoke. So, Minister Kathy, we so esteem the God in you. And, oh, Dr. Walter Henderson, we appreciate that powerful word. I tell you, it just revelated so many new things inside of me, and I hope it was a blessing. I trust it was a blessing to all of our Master Call family this morning. We want to thank Miss Willa for opening us up in prayer this morning. And I tell you, Dr. J, you are stepping up to the plate. We so appreciate you. I thank God for you just being such a team player and just standing in stead for Dr. P.K. Roberts as we continue to pray for her. But I tell you, you have been such an asset and a blessing to us. And we always want to just publicly thank you for being our host in her time and in her absence. Again, to our entire Master Call family, we love each and every one of you. We thank you for being on the call today. As we always end our calls, we're encouraging you to submit to the call on your life from the Master and go out and be his minister in the marketplace. Have a very, very blessed day. Our prayer team, if you'll just hold on the line for just a few minutes. But everybody else, you are dismissed. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.